Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today's guest is Giants infielder Ryder Jones. Ryder, first off, what's the experience been like being in the major leagues this year? You know, the ups and downs of it. What do you think are a couple of the main points of learning for you?
It's been great. It's been fun. You know, we got some young guys up here. Not as many as we'd like, obviously, just because of, you know, the freak injuries that have happened this year. You know, you'd like to have Arroyo and Slater. I think Slater's going to come back soon. But it's been fun, you know, just meshing with these guys and learning from these guys. And the ups and downs will come. You know, at the beginning, it was a lot of downs, so I think it was good for me just to get that out of the way and figure out how to deal with it all and get in a rhythm. So lately, I've been feeling pretty good, starting to feel a little bit more comfortable, so just trying to get more at-bats and just keep going.
You know, everybody knows that you have thump in your bat. You're going to hit home runs, but at first, was it hard to kind of swing for those when you're just trying to get your feet wet, you know, just trying to get your feet on the ground and, you know, get your swing going?
Yeah, pitchers up here are a little bit smarter, so... You know, they can tell with your swings what you're trying to do. And they're good at, you know, not missing over the plate. So, you know, at the beginning, I think I was trying to drive the ball a little bit too much, come out of, you know, the kind of hitter I am. I do have power, but when I try to swing for power, I'm not successful. So, for me, it's just gap to gap and almost, I wouldn't say accidental home runs, but never plan on trying to hit a home run.
Trying to stay in the strike zone seemed to be a real key for you because early on, I don't know if you were anxious, maybe nervous being in the major leagues, but it seemed like you were swinging at a lot more pitches. Then you started to kind of get it where you wanted to look for your pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. At the beginning, you know, you just want to do so much, and it's tough. You have to find that fine line between being aggressive and being aggressive towards a hitting zone instead of just going up there and saying, I'm gonna hack. Just got to be smarter. And at the beginning, you know, you want to impress everybody and you want to hit some home runs and you want to, you know, take big swings and hit the ball hard. And, you know, it's just kind of not how it works out. you know, for a lot of guys, it just takes a little bit. So that's, you know, I'm just trying to be patient.
When I saw you earlier in your minor league career, you're playing third base exclusively. Then you played a little bit out in the outfield in Sacramento and playing first base over here. I mean, you've done a really nice job. So just tell us about moving to the different positions and what kind of a challenge that was.
Yeah. It's been a challenge. It's been fun, though. I think, you know, moving positions keeps it fresh every day. You don't really know what position you're going to play. Right now, I know I'm going to be playing first just because, you know, the incident with Belt and the concussions. So that's the need we have right now, and that's where I'm going to be every day. So I've been, you know, honing in on first base right now. But, you know, in the future and in the past, I've been doing right, left field, a lot of third base. So just try to keep it fresh, and whatever the need is up here, hopefully I can fill it.
What are some of the nuances at first base that are different? It seems like the footwork is, you know, really important and just so different than playing over on the other corner.
Yeah, the footwork's you get used to the footwork. The toughest thing is just being on the other side of the field. Every angle's different. So from third base, I'm throwing to second. I'm going to my left. At first base, when I'm throwing to second, I'm going to my right. So a lot of it's, you know, the footwork and getting your body going towards second base. You know, I think just the spin moves and stuff like that are a little bit tough at first, but you get used to it. And then the angles coming off the bat are a little bit different, but other than that.
What about the slow ground balls? Because I always think that's tough for a guy who hasn't played a lot of first base. It just seems instinctual for a lot of first basemen, like when to go cover, when to go after the ball. You got a pitcher, you got a second baseman coming over. It's a slow grounder. I mean, those are some things that maybe just come with reps.
Yeah, reps are the biggest thing for me. The more games I've played, the better I've felt. So I think that's just how it's going to be. No, you can keep practicing, but in the game it's a lot different. So I think just the more reps in the game I get, the more comfortable I feel, the more I'll know when to charge balls, when to not charge balls, when to let the pitcher take it, when to let me have it. So just based on that kind of stuff, I think just the more games I play, the better I'll feel.
made some really nice diving plays over there. Is that where you kind of say, okay, this is sort of like third base in a way because there's some hot shots and then you just make a dive for it?
Yeah, those feel like third base. And then the best part is when I catch it and I stand up, I don't have to throw it across the diamond. I just, you know, prance over to first base or flip it to the pitcher, which is a little bit easier. But yeah, when I make those diving plays, it feels a lot more like third just with the hot shots and all that.
We'll have more with Giants infielder Ryder Jones right after this. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense. And when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower Elite Commercial and Elite Residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your SunPower solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870.
You know, in Washington earlier this year, you witnessed a really big injury because Bryce Harper has been out ever since. He hit that base. It was wet. First of all, what do you think about the bases? Because nobody ever thought that they were dangerous, but it was wet that game, and you know, he just slipped on it.
Yeah, that's tough. The only thing I could think of, if you're not going to change the base, is they'd have to, if it's raining during the game, they'd have to have somebody dry it, you know, once or twice an inning, which I just don't think that's practical. So the bases are going to be the bases. If they want to change the material or something that's maybe more a little bit resistant to slipping, then I'd be for it. But I think it's just, you know, one of those freak accidents. And obviously it's unfortunate because it happened to one of the best players in our game. So, you know, people are going to freak out about it and want to have something changed. But I'm not sure if you can change it. Maybe you can change the material on the base. I don't know too much about it, but it'd be tough to have somebody come and dry the bases, you know, twice an inning.
It had to be hard, too, to witness that, because here's a guy just writhing in pain. And, you know, you don't see that every day. And you were standing right there. I mean, that had to be difficult to witness.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I tagged the base and was walking towards the mound. And then I just heard, you know, him screaming and in pain. So it's kind of just a freak thing. I knew my knee didn't hit his knee, so I was kind of confused on what happened. But then I saw the replay and he slipped over the bag, which is, you know, unfortunate. But it was tough to see, but hopefully he's progressing. He'll be ready for playoffs.
Let's talk about your background a little bit. I know you played high school ball in North Carolina, but you were telling me about Oklahoma State and your dad being a coach there and how you root for Oklahoma State in football. We were talking a little bit about that. So what was it like growing up as an Oklahoma State fan and your dad being a coach?
I liked it. I mean, I was out practicing with the team every day, scrimmaging with them, go to college football games all the time. So I loved Oklahoma. I like to say it's where I grew up. I was there from fifth grade to junior year. So it was big for me. Moved my senior year to North Carolina, which was a little bit tough. But, you know, I was so used to it. We moved so much when I was little with my dad. So it was good. So I like to met my girlfriend in Oklahoma. So I still have some friends over there. So I go back often.
Did the players help you a lot, like the older players that are on the team?
Oh, yeah. One of my good buddies now is Jordy Mercer. He plays shortstop for the Pirates, and he's actually the one that caught my first – they rolled my first hit into him when we were playing against him, so that was cool. But he played for my dad, and we're good buddies still, so it's been fun. He's got some players that are in the big leagues right now that I used to, you know, take grounders with when I was 12, 13 years old. Tyler Lyons plays for the Cardinals. I faced him. He struck me out the other night, but he pitched for my dad, and I want to say like 09, so that was pretty crazy too. I was smiling in the box when I got in there, but just little things like that's been fun.
What were some of the benefits of him being a baseball coach? And what were some of the things that maybe were difficult because, you know, he had to concentrate so much on that and, you know, you might be playing ball and he can't watch you.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest benefit was just having those facilities open every day. After school every day, I had a cage, I had a field, you know, I had instructors that could help me out, I had guys to be around. I wouldn't say there's too many negatives. At the beginning, it was a little tough, just him, you know, choosing between coach and father. But once I got into high school, you know, we figured out that middle ground, and you know, it's been great ever since. He can help me if I need it, but most of the time, he's just a dad and he's just there for me.
We'll continue the conversation with Ryder Jones of the San Francisco Giants in just a moment.
Right about the time when AT&T Park had groundbreaking ceremonies in the late 90s, San Francisco was celebrating the opening of Roses Cafe at 2298 Union Street. Now, 20 years later, Roses continues to provide a warm, friendly atmosphere, and you can still count on great food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Roses bakes all of their own pastries and breads. Open 7 days a week, they serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Check out their menu and hours at www.rosescafesf.com. The next time you're driving to or from AT&T Park, stop by Roses Cafe in Cow Hollow at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
So you joined a team, a high school team in North Carolina when you were a senior. That must have been interesting because, I mean, you're the newcomer on the team. Did you feel like you had a lot to prove?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was kind of a big deal in the town. They made it a big deal, and I had fun with it. My little brother was playing second, too, so he was a sophomore, so that was really fun. But I didn't see too much pressure with it. I was never, like, a top guy, like, going to be a top pick, so... Ended up being a second rounder, just had a really good high school season, but you know, I never had that pressure during the season of trying to impress a bunch of people. I'd say the best part was just playing with my little brother and playing on a new team. It was fun and just enjoying it.
Did you follow Madison Bumgarner's career quite a bit since he was a high schooler from North Carolina as well? And then when you walked into this clubhouse, you know, the first time you met Bumgarner, maybe it was at spring training, was that kind of an interesting scenario for you?
Yeah, it was. He's huge. Our conference has his high school in it, so we played his high school, and he's all over it. And his dad actually umpired some of my high school games. So, yeah, he's a big name out there, and they're definitely proud of, you know, what he's accomplished so far in his career, and he's still so young for what he's done. So he's got plenty more to go, and I feel like, you know, every time I'm up there in North Carolina, you hear about Madison Bumgarner, so he's been great. You know, I talked to him, told him I went to Watauga High School, which is about 40 minutes from where he was in South Caldwell. So he was like, he was really surprised. He's like, really? Because I don't think he thinks anybody's from there. But yeah, we played his high school two or three times, and I want to say they beat us maybe two or three times. My high school team wasn't the best, but no, it was fun.
I had no idea that his dad was an umpire. What kind of an umpire was he? Was he good?
Yeah, he was good. He talked a lot. We always had conversations during my at-bats. So we'd talk about, you know, what Bumgarner did the night before, something like that. But, no, he was funny. He was a good umpire.
I think it's funny because he does get into it sometimes with the umpires because he's such a competitor. I mean, he wants things to go his way like everybody does. But, you know, it's funny because he probably really understands what those guys are going through too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a competitor, man. It's fun to play defense behind him because you can tell how bad he wants it. So we love it. I don't know how the umpires and the other team feel about it, but we love it. So it fires us up.
Before I let you go, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you think the team wants to do here the last month of the season? You know, team being out of the pennant race, but just the way that you guys are going about your business.
I just think, you know, this team has so much history. We want to try to end this thing strong and get into 2018, you know, with some expectations like we had this year and deliver. You know, the young guys want to impress and prove that they can be a part of this team next year and be a part of the turnaround. But we have a great core here, and we have, you know, up the middle we got Panic and Crawford, and we got Posey, we got Bumgarner, we got plenty of guys. So I don't think it's a question of if we'll have enough talent. It's just we need to, you know, really come together this last month and try to have a strong month and take it right into 2018.
All right, hey, thanks so much for the time. Good luck the rest of this season and then going on into 2018. Great job this year.
Absolutely, no problem. Thank you.
That's Giants infielder Ryder Jones. Join us again on Tuesday. We'll be at AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.